Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Paul White. It's the 29th day of October. It's the final Friday of the month of October. No long-form Friday today. I'm a little too amped up with this journey, this little side stream journey we're taking off of our main river of thought, which is from Genesis 12, where we're in the Abrahamic story. We took this side stream into Galatians 3. As I listened to yesterday's podcast, at one point I misquoted that we were in Galatians 4:19. We're not. We're in Galatians 3:19. Just one of those things where I looked down and saw a 4, and it didn't do it right. But anyway, it's Galatians 3. And that 19th verse, of course, is where we've really focused the last few days, where the law serves this purpose of being added because of transgressions. That yesterday, I culminated us right there. I really sort of hit the peak of saying that I really believe the law was added because we transgress one another. And then one of the last things out of our mouth was that we have been freed from the law, but we still have to know how to treat our neighbor, but we don't use the law to do that. We use secular law to do that. Secular law hems us in from murdering our neighbor or stealing his property or whatever. And that's fine. We need that. We need a structure by which people are forced to respect the rights of others and that we take a civic responsibility in doing so. You don't want to live in a world without that. But from an internal point of view, we've received the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit circumcised our hearts at Calvary so that we aren't loving from a place of, oh, well, I have to do this, but rather loving from a place of genuine love, compassion, mercy. This is when we start to really reflect our Father. So I don't cheat you, not because the law would put me in jail or fine me, but because my Christ loves you and doesn't cheat you. And then I have to, if I transgress that, then I transgress against Christ. And that's what Paul said when he talked about what he would eat and not eat. And he said, if I know it's going to offend someone else, if I know that it's going to be a problem, why would I take advantage of it? Because if I do that, at that point, I'm sinning against Christ. So what's that mean? Well, it means that Christ loves them and cares for them. If I intentionally hurt another man's conscience or intentionally wrong another man, then I am not just sinning against them, but against Christ. That led us to the statement that we are still under a law. It's just the law of Christ. And I want to bring that out today. So even though we're on a side stream from our river, let's take another little side stream. Let's go over here and see what we mean by this idea that the law was added because of transgressions, and my thought that transgression is man against man, not so much man against God, because that didn't work, by the way. To get man to stop transgressing against God, you give him the law, that's not going to work. But to get man to stop transgressing against man, the law, that's the function of the law. And it worked. It worked to an extent. I mean, it doesn't mean people don't murder or that they didn't commit adultery or that they didn't steal their neighbor's stuff, but there was a parameter to live by and a lot less of it than there would have been without those parameters, that's for sure. And it wasn't perfect. It's just holy and good, but it's not perfect in modifying behavior, not really. And it doesn't go as far as the Holy Spirit will go. And my prime example of that is when Jesus tells us at the Sermon on the Mount that you have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say that if a man smite you on the cheek, you turn to him, give him the other also. Well, that first part's in the Torah, eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. But that was simply to rein in the overt reciprocity of the world where someone hurts you and so you kill them. And God under the law said, no, that's not the way that should work. Just because someone wrongs you doesn't mean they deserve to die. You give them back what they gave you. Let's limit it to that. And then under grace, under the new covenant, in Christ, in the kingdom, however you want to say it, that's not even good enough. So they hit you hitting them back is an appropriate response if the limitations of your response is Torah. But if the limitations of your response is kingdom, then you have to have a higher thought process. That's a thought process brought on by Christ. Let me give you the peripheral stream today. 1 Corinthians 9, Paul says that verse 19, I'm free from all men. I've made myself a servant to all that I might win the more. 20 is where we usually sort of get bogged down in 1 Corinthians 9. To the Jews, I became as a Jew that I might win the Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. 21, to those who are without law, as without law, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without the law. This is a passage that usually we get lost in. We miss Paul's parenthetical. I'll bring his parenthetical out in a moment. We just read it, but we miss the parenthetical, and we read everything around it in which Paul says, I'm a Jew to win a Jew. I'm under the law to win those that are under the law. I don't think Paul's telling you how to live. I think Paul's confessing something that sometimes is a bit of a weakness, so that Paul's like, look, man, I kind of morph to who I'm around. And I might be alone in that. That's okay. Not everybody agrees with my take on that. But I do think Paul's in a little bit of confession mode, not prompt mode. But the parenthetical is what we miss. The parenthetical, that parentheses passage in the middle, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ. I'm not without a law to live by. What is the law to live by? That's what Paul calls Christ's law. And Christ's law seems to be that which benefits the common good. Because to the weak I'm weak, I've become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. This I do for the gospel's sake, that I may partake with you. And all around Paul's writing, especially up into chapter 10, coming out of 8, where the liberty was a stumbling block, Christ died for your brother. That passage I just quoted to you, when you sin against your brother, you sin against Christ. That's 1 Corinthians 8:12. All the way up through 10, where all things are lawful, but why do I want my liberty judged by another man's conscience? 8, 9, 10, Paul's really making the same argument. My brother matters. And so to me, if you couple this with our stream from Galatians 3, that the law was added because of transgressions, what transgressions? How you treat your neighbor. So the law was there to teach you how to treat your neighbor. And you're not under the law anymore, but you're under a law. You're under the law of Christ. So now, when you want to know how to treat your neighbor, you don't go to Torah. You go to Christ. So don't say, well, the Bible teaches me how to treat my neighbor. No. Christ teaches you how to treat your neighbor. Go to Christ. Christ is the template. Jesus is the centerpiece. We get off our side stream of Corinthians. We go back to our side stream of Galatians 3 tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.